Pete Furman of East Harling writes in about bikes at the Norfolk Show. I have been following the correspondence about bikes at the Norfolk Show. Do those advocating this really think the combination of bicycles and 85,000 people over 2 days in a virtually traffic-free area, including a large percentage of children, is a good thing? It would be an accident waiting to happen.
Still with cyclists, Richard Franklin of Wyndham thinks it's time to tax the rebel ones. I have been amazed at the vast amounts of money being pumped into the creation of cycle paths, particularly the Wyndham to Norwich route. Where has this money come from when all the councils have had budgets cut and funds reduced? Also, the inconvenience caused by the constant roadworks. But, and it is a big but, many cyclists, particularly the budding Bradleys or the lycra-clad crew, do not use them, with a variety of excuses, stones and general detritus making them unsafe. What dross! It's time to tax cycles on the road. And what about insurance if they cause an accident? The people cycling to work seem to make good use of the paths. Why do we always seem to have rebels who think they know better?
Another false dawn on Anglia Square. So says Mrs. Clark of Norwich. I expect any day now to hear a rateworm has been found hiding in a corner of Anglia Square. Maybe it will be Howard's famous stoneworm from the last of the summer wine. Then everything will grind to a halt as usual. Over the past 20 years, the false dawns that have come and gone over the square have been numerous. Soon, no firm will pay lots of money to get surveys, etc. done, as it will not be worth it. The most ludicrous thing I read was more housing would bring more people walking dogs. Anglia Square is run down and desperately needs a revamp. The idea for under the flyover is great, but yet again, a cautious note in the paper. Will a London-type scheme be right for Norwich? Yes. I honestly believe if the Taj Mahal was rebuilt in Anglia Square, it would be classed as too flamboyant for the citizens of Norwich.